is we are continuing our series of Shi'ulim on the topic of Vikidashto, the sanctification of the Kohanim. In the previous Shi'ulim, we were already zochet to see Niflos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem. Thank God, B'siyata Dishmaya. And now we will continue. And again, this is based on the Torah of Mori v'Rabbi Hagaon HaGadol HaMufla v'HaMuflag Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. The Ramo in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Chof Ches Seif Mem Hei writes as follows, a famous Ramo: Osur lishtamesh bakohen afilu bizman hazeh dehavei kemoel behekdesh im lo machal al kach. It is forbidden to use a Kohen in our days because it's considered like Me'ilah Behekdesh. It is considered as misappropriation of temple funds. Im lo machal al kach, unless there was Mechila. If the Kohen wasn't Mochel, it's Me'ilah Behekdesh to use the Kohen for your own needs. The makor of the Rama is the following source: Ma'aseh b'kohen sheyatzak mayim al yedei Rabbeinu Tam. There was a certain kohen who poured water on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. He was a kohen, and he's serving Rabbeinu Tam. V'kshalo talmid v'hashaninu b'Yerushalmi ha'mishtamesh b'kuhuna ma'al. So a Talmud asked Rebbe, did we not learn in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Brachas 8:5 that if one uses a Kohen, it's Me'ila? V'heshivlo ein b'hem kedusha b'zman hazeh t'kaimalan ein b'gdehem aleihem Ein kedushatam aleihem. He said that the Kohanim have no kedusha bizman hazeh, because we paskin that if they're not wearing their clothing, they don't have kedusha. V'hikshalo imken kol minei kedusha lo le'avid lehu. If that's true, that they don't have kedusha, since they don't have the bigdei kahuna, so then they shouldn't be holy at all. V'shatak Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam remained silent. V'heshiv lo harav Peter, an interesting name, Rabbi Peter. Dinehi sheyesh b'em kedusha yachol limchol. So it's true that they have kedusha. Don't say they don't have kedusha. They have kedusha. Even though they don't have begadim, they have kedusha. But they can be mochel on their kedusha. Kidamrinan perakama de kiddushin, like we see in the first parak of kiddushin on page 21b, en kohen nirtza mipnei shenasa bal mum. A kohen isn't allowed to have his ear, a hole born in his ear, because he thereby becomes a bal mum. Vehashta below hachta me tikshe dehechimatzi mishta bedbe. Forget about the bal mum part. We have a bigger problem. How is it possible to be Meshabed a Kohen? How is he Eved in the first place? Ela vaday matzi machil. V'hilkach itzterich leta'ama debal mum dimken haya nirtza. No. He was definitely Moichel. This Eved was Moichel. He forgave his honor, and therefore he could do the avoda, and therefore we need to come on to the reason of bal mum. Bal mum is taka problem, but not the avoda, because he was mochel. So that's Rabbeinu Peter. They have kedusha, just they can be mochel in the kedusha. Ad kan asipur. Ulechora צריך עיון דברי רבנו תם כקושיית התלמיד. First of all, we have to understand רבנו תם. תלמיד עשת מקשה. If you're right that בזמן הזה כהנים have no kedusha, so then they should have no kedusha because they have no begadim. They should have no kedusha at all. Kol minei kedusha lo le'avid b'hu. There should be nothing holy about a kohen today, and we know that's not true. So we have to understand what's Rabbeinu Tam going to answer to that, and he didn't answer. Ubefrat zarich bi'ur shemashma shema shekatava Mordechi veheshiv Rabbeinu Peter. But the Mordechai writes, this is the source. This is sourced in the Mordechai. But the Mordechai writes that Rabbeinu Peter said veheshiv Rabbeinu Peter. It's shayich to Rabbeinu Tam, and that's das Rabbeinu Tam. See what the Jerusha says about this in Orach Chaim Reish Alef Sifkot and Beis. How does this have anything to do with Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam said that they don't have kedusha b'zman hazeh, and the Talmud said, so they should have no holiness at all. And Rabbeinu Tam was silent. And Rabbeinu Peter said, yeah, they have kedusha, but they could be moichel. So the implication here is that Rabbeinu Peter is answering for Rabbeinu Tam. But that's b'chal not what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam says they don't have kedusha b'zman hazeh. And Rabbeinu Peter says they do have kedusha b'zman hazeh, just they can be moichel. So how can Rabbeinu Peter be explaining Rabbeinu Tam when he's not saying what Rabbeinu Tam says? תשובותיו של המערם שיק באורח חיים בסימן סמך, הוא כותב שם בשם רבו החתם סופר לצרף דברי רבנו תם ודברי רבנו פטר, עיין שם במערם שיק. וגם בתז בסיף קטן למתת, ובמשך חוכמה בתחילת פרשת אמור. Another kasha is רבנו פטר, who proves this from Eved Ivri Cohen. Because when is there a nirtza? Nirtza is only b'machru based in b'gnei vasa. When based in sold him, that's the only time the Gemara says you become a nirtza. You get a hole in your ear. So mehechetesi, there's mechila here. He was sold by the based in. V'akatav al kach b'menchat chinuch b'mitzvah rei samachtet. So mehechetesi, there's mechila here. U'belav achi tamua. שראי המעשה שהובא שם בירושלמי שהקפיד אבא בר חנה על רב חונה שמשתמש בכהן, הרי אז על אחר החורבן שלא יהיה בגדיהם עליהם. The Talmud asks from the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says that if you're משתמש בכהונה מועל, and Rabbeinu Tam's answer is not בזמן הזה. Yeah, but look at the mice in the Yerushalmi. The mice is talking about Abba Bar Bar Chana, who was makbid on Rav Chuna, who used a kohen, who serviced a kohen. And this was after the Churban, where they didn't have the Big Day Kahuna anymore. So you see, even in such an instance, there's an Isser. So how can Rabbeinu Tam say, no, it doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh? This was Zman Hazeh after the Churban. And already in the Birkei Yosef, which we referenced numerous times in the previous shir in our Arachayim, in the Shirei Brach and Sif Katan Dalet, he asked this kasha in the name of the Sefer Yad HaHarom. So based on what we expanded upon in the previous Shiurim, we can say as follows. What's the Yisod HaIsser of Mishtamish B'Kohen? The Yerushalmi learns it from what it says in the Pasuk in Sefer Ezra, ויאמרה להם אתם קודש לשם והכלים קודש. מה כלים המשתמש בהם מעל? אף המשתמש בכהנים מעל. That the pasuk compares the kohanim and the kelim. Just like if one uses the kelim, it's me'ila. So too, if one uses the kohanim, it's me'ila. מבואל לכאורה. שהוא איסור בפני עצמו. מיילפותא דמה כלים. ויש בזה שייכות לאיסור מעילה. ותמוע לפי זה שאם ככה, מה מועילה מכילה? וכי מועילה מכילה על מעילה. So in this Mordechai we saw this union of mechila, but look at the Yerushalmi, look at the source. It's called meila, like the kelim. It's an iser bifnei atzma of meila. That's learned from kelim, the clay mikdash. And now, tista'er aleinu akushia, the question will storm upon us. Then how is mechila allowed? Is there such a thing as mechila by meila? וכבר תמה בזה בערוך השולחן בסימן קופחפחת ועיין בתשובות חתם כתב סופר בורח חיים בסימן תתוו שאיר הערה כאין זו על הסמג שכתב שבשכר מותר. The smag holds that if you pay for it, it's okay, but if it's מדין מעילה, what does it matter whether you paid or not? מעילה is מעילה is מעילה. Can't pay the mikdash to use the kelim, it's מעילה. However, the Taz in Sifkat Lametes says that we see from the whole Mahalach of what he's saying that it's all included in the Chiyuv of Vikidashto. And this is explicit in the Levush that the Taz brings. Mirtz Hashem, hopefully we're going to get to that and explain it at length. And see also the Yeruchim Fishel Perlon, the Bi'ar Arasag, and Echei Lekim Amilom Semen Vav. Already referenced that in an earlier shir. So, how do we understand the Taz and Levush? What does that have to do with Kalim and Me'ila? Taz and Levush came a little bit after the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says it's made like the Kalim. It's like misappropriating the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. So how are you telling me that it's Midin Me'ila? That it's Midin B'Kidashto? When we see in the Yerushalmi it's Midin Me'ila. אז אנחנו לא מבינים מה קורה פה. ונראה הביור כך. יסוד המצווה היא בהנהגה עמהם כמובדלים ומיוחדים לעבודת המקדש. The yisod of this mitzvah of Vikidashto is relating to the Kohanim as being separate, as being special, as being set aside for the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Ubaze, kishem shebekelim yesh behem mi'ila, kivan shehashimush behem hu neged hayotam miyuchadim l'shimush tehekdesh. And in this aspect, that the kelim have mi'ila, and the kohanim are like the kelim. So just like the kelim have mi'ila. Because what's the problem with Me'ila? That using temple property for your own purposes is against their purpose of holiness. It's well known what Moreno Rabbeinu Reb Shimon says in his Chedushim and Nedarim and Siman Aleph, explaining the Gedr of Isser Chepts of Hekdesh Ayin Sham. So the Kalim have Me'ila since by using them, you are going against their purpose of Hekdesh. Their purpose is Hekdesh. And you're using them for your own purposes. That's the problemo. Hare kmo kein, yeshna asmachta me'apasuk be'ezra she'ashimush b'kohanim hu neged yichudam le'avodat ha'mikdash. So in the same way that by using the kelim for your own purposes, you're misusing them because their purpose is Mikdash. And you're using them for your own goals. So too, when you use the Kohanim are special. The Kohanim are muvdal. The Kohanim are set aside for Avodas HaMikdash, as we've been magdir, as we defined at length in the previous Shiurim. V'kevan shemitchayevet imahem hanaga shel miyuchadim la'avodat HaMikdash, hanaga zo shel shimush bahem hi neged hamitchayev mimahutam. שמיוחדים הם לעבודת המקדש ולא לעבודת אחרים. And since it's required to treat the Kohanim in a special way, that they are special for the Avodas HaMikdash, this hanhaga of shimush, of using them against what's mischayev, against what's required from their essence. They're, what's the essence of the Kohanim? That they're special. They're set aside for Avedis HaMikdash. V'lo la'avedis acherim. So that's the parallel. The Kelim are special for Mikdash, and thus they can't be used for your own purposes. The Kohanim are special for Avedis HaMikdash, and thus they also can't be used for your own purposes. So that's the comparison, that's the tzushtel, as they say in Puerto Rico, between Kelim and Kohanim. However, where does this come from? Where does this stem from? From Vikidashto. So the Taz and Levush were correct. It does come from Vikidashto. Because you have to retreat with them in a special way, just like the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash retreated in a special way. Because the Kelim and the Mikdash are set aside for usage for Mikdash purposes, so to the Kohanim are set aside, Midin Vikidashto, for Mikdash purposes. And since Midin Vikidashto, they're set aside for holy purposes, for Avoda, Mimela, misusing them is like Mi'ila. Awesome to awesome. Ulefi zeni rabbi biul devrei Rabbeinu Peter. So now we want to come and understand Moreno of Rav Peter, who tells us that they have Kedusha, but there can be Mechila here. Shekeshem shemitam din ze, ein vze isur ala kohen atzmo, lasot avur atzmo, v'lo umrim shemo elhu, behekdesh, umishum shahanagat hakohen atzmo la'atzmo, eina bestira lemetziuto, kemiyuchad la'avodat hamikdash. So to explain, Rabbeinu Peter, we can say as follows, that just like because of this din, there's no iser on the Kohen to serve himself, and we don't say when the Kohen is serving himself, it's me'ila lebehekdesh, because a hanhaga ve Kohen, himself for himself, is not a contradiction to his mitzias, to his reality, as being special, unique, and set aside for the avodas hamikdash. אחרי שגם אדם הוא לעצמו, אף על פי שמיוחד הוא לעבודת המקדש, ומיוחדו לעבודה, ובמיוחדותו לעבודה, לא שלט התורת היותו גם אדם לעצמו. Because a person is allowed to take care of his own needs, even though he's set aside for Avedis HaMikdash. And being set aside for the Avedis HaMikdash is not a source of negation for him serving himself. The Torah didn't negate his right to serve himself, even though he's special for the Avodas HaMikdash. And therefore, Mitzachu Adam La'atzmo, since he's a person who's allowed to take care of himself, he is allowed to take care of himself. He has that right. And there is an Isser only Bi Yisrael HaMishtamesh Bo. Because a Kohen Atzmo La'atzmo, to serve himself for his own sake, that's permitted. But not for Yisrael to get involved. The Yisrael to use the Kohen, that's Me'ila. Because what's the job of the Yisrael? As we explain, that this is a din on the Yisrael, the din of the Kidashta, we saw of Shevet Levi. Are separate, have to set themselves aside as being special for Avoda. But the Kohanim, we have a din. It's a din on the Yisrael. The Yisraelim have to be miyached them. So if I use a Kohen for my purposes, that's against my din. For himself, a Kohen's allowed to do whatever he wants. But me, I, the Yisrael, have a din to set aside the Kohen as being holy. And if so, we can, because he's really, his purpose is Avodas HaMikdash, not Avodas Me. And if so, we can say that Rav Papa holds that similarly, Kol she'osin et zeh meritzono shel hakohen, dehainu, mochel shekatav Rabbeinu Peter. So we can say that if you do it meritzono shel ha-kohen, if you do it because the kohen wants you to do it, and that's the idea of mechila that Rabbeinu Petra taught us, she'az nechshav shemitzad ha-kohen ba'anagah zo. So now you can say that this hanhaga is coming mitzad the kohen. V'klape hanaga be'ofen kazeh harei kan nitba'er lo ne'emar shehi stira lechiyuv ha'avdala shenitchayvu bo b'nei Yisrael. So if it's coming mitzad the Kohen, there's no problem. That's not a stira mitzad b'nei Yisrael, what we're obligated to do. What are we obligated to do? We're obligated to set aside the Kohen and make sure not to, for avodah, make sure not to use him for our own purposes. If he's mochel, it means it's for his purposes. That's either he wants it. Ulehedya kach katav b'tshuvot Maharam ben Baruch b'madurat levuv b'siman kuftet zayin. כתב שישנו יותר שימוש על ידי זה שהוא ברצונו של הכהן ולא תלו כלל מצד ומדין מכילה. So the Maharam ben Baruch already says that it's because this is the Ratzon of the Kohen. He's not told that he doesn't make it the Kinshin on Pan Mechila. He just says it's the Ratzon of the Kohen. And therefore, if someone's Nimkar B'Gnei Vaso, even though he wasn't Mochel, since the Shibud comes because of the Kohen himself who needs the money, because the only way he's going to get the money is if he's sold as an Eved Ivri, and therefore it's included in the needs of the Kohen, there the Shimush is because of the Kohen, not because of the Yisrael. So that's Pshat in the Mechila of the Kohen Eved. Not that he was befall, he was Mochel. It's that it's for his own purposes, because he needs this Avoda, because he needs the money. So it's not because of the Yisrael, it's for the Kohen's purposes. And that's not a stira to Vikidashto, because it's not a stira to Vikidashto when the Kohen takes care of his own needs. And the same applies to the pouring water on the hands of Rabbeinu Tam. That's a schus, and that's a need of the one pouring the water on his hands. And therefore there's no Isser. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam explains to that Talmud, in order that the Talmud should understand the Yesod HaIsser, that it's not an Isser Me'ila Mamish. But rather, the Isser, Shimush B'Kahuna, is Talui B'Avoda. Because he's moved all about La'Avoda. And there is such a Havdalah even B'Zman Hazeh, when they don't have the Big Day Kahuna. Just like there's such a Havdalah by a Baal Mum that we saw in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, there's also V'Kidashto by a Baal Mum from the Taurus Kohanim. But the Yesod HaDin is because he's Meyuchad La'avoda. And if it's not a stira to this Havdalah, because it's for his own needs, therefore there's no contradiction to his Meyuchadut. There's no Isser. So that was Rabbeinu Tam's vort when he told him, they don't have Kedusha B'Zman HaZeh. Because we paskin, Ein Bigdeim Aleim, Ein Kedusha Asim Aleim. Rabbeinu Tam was a Lamdin. He was telling, what's the Yesod of the Yisr? The Yesod of the Yisr is the Big Day Kahuna, is the Avoda that is set aside for the Avoda. That's where it all comes from. So the Maisa, practically speaking, they're even moved up as Manazeh when they don't have the Big Day Kahuna. And there's no Avodas HaMikdash. Just like there's this Havdal also by a Baal Mum, even though a Baal Mum, even Mizman Abayis, isn't doing Avodas HaMikdash. But the Yesod HaDin is because the Kohanim as a Shevet are set aside for Avoda. And that applies even Mizman HaZeh. But if it's not a Stira to their Avodas HaMikdash, then it's Mutter. And here it's not a Stira because the Kohen's doing it for his own needs. Because it's a Schus for him to pour water on the hands of the Holy Rabbeinu Tam. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam was merames to this Talmud. And that's what Rabbeinu Peter spoke out. Rabbeinu Peter said that yes, they have Kedusha, but they can be mochel. Meaning, if it's for the person's need, the Kohen wants to do it. If it's for the Kohen's needs, it's mutter. And the Raya is the Eved. You know who says, we said, who says the Eved's mochel? The answer is the Eved's not necessarily mochel, but the Eved Kohen. But he's doing it for his own needs because he wants the money. And therefore, it's permitted. So that explains this Mordechai that's quoted by so many sources, and that's paskened by the Rama. That Asher l'shtamish b'koin afilu b'zman hazev davikamol behekdeshim lo mochel alkach. And now we understand what the mechila is about, that it's for his own needs, and then it's mutter. It's not a stira to him being miyuchad la'avoda, because he wants to do it for himself. He's allowed to do it for his own purposes. So we still have a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. And mamish a welt of material. And I just pray to the Master of the Universe that he give us life and he give us health and Simchas Chaim and the financial means, and that we're zochet to continue, because we've already seen so many amazing ideas. We have so much more to talk about, so I hope we're zoche. And I give us a bracha, we should be zoche lomo du lamed lishma v'las l'kaim z'kol divrei salma tarasu v'yahava. And that we should always remember that sof davar hakol nishma et ha'elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol Adam. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, yididai, moravai. Thank you so much for listening. Bli neder. I hope that we can continue. Shalom, shalom.